Foreign ministers from the Western and Middle Eastern countries that support the Syrian rebels arrive in London to strategize. Among them are the major backers of the war against the government of Bashar al-Assad.
It's been over 2 years since the Syrian opposition and their foreign sponsors have tried to topple Bashar al-Assad, yet the Syrian president still remains in power. Moreover, the momentum on the ground seems to be moving decisively in his favour, and that might be the reason why the foreign ministers meeting in London today are increasingly talking about a political solution.
After their meeting, the ministers condemned Bashar al-Assad for what they called his indiscriminate use of violence against civilians, and they pledged support for the so-called moderate rebels. Nevertheless, they also put their political weight behind a peace conference due to happen in Geneva in the next few months.
First, we agreed that we would put our united and collective weight behind the UN-led Geneva II process, which must lead to establishing by mutual consent a transitional governing body. So Assad would play no role in that future government of Syria.
Both sides will continue to fight and to fight and to fight. And in the end, the greatest victims, the people who suffer the most, are the Syrian people themselves.
Meanwhile, outside the British Foreign Office, a small protest took place urging the ministers not to arm the Syrian rebels.
The drive for peace and how Syria's future is determined must be driven by the Syrian people themselves, not the extremists, not the people that have come in from outside.
Obviously, this is a group of people who've taken a very one-sided stance from the beginning, which was in opposition of the Syrian government. And that's actually not very representative of 60% of Syria's public opinion. I think it's very encouraging to note that today there is a move aimed towards negotiations as opposed to bombing Syria into peace.
The Syrian government says it's fighting a foreign-backed insurgency, led on the ground by Al-Qaeda, with the blessing of the West and its Middle Eastern proxies. However, recent victories on the battlefield have put the once embattled government in a much stronger negotiating position in talks they've already agreed to attend.
The rebels have been committing pretty vile acts of terror, essentially in a bid to get a Western intervention going. Rather than actually bringing a conflict to an end, they're looking to bring a third party to a conflict.
So even though it's far from certain who will be attending the Geneva conference and how effective it'll be in ending the violence, there's at least hope that the issues will be settled around the negotiating table rather than on the battlefield. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.